refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Monday, February 27th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Colin Damuyan. Today's reading is from the Book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 1 to 20.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. That men may appreciate wisdom and discipline, may understand words of intelligence, may receive training in wise conduct, in what is right, just, and honest. That resourcefulness may be imparted to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man, by hearing them, will advance in learning. An intelligent man will gain sound guidance, that he may comprehend proverb and parable, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There is good understanding for all who practice it. Piety toward God is the beginning of discernment. Wisdom and instruction fools despise. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and reject not your mother's teaching. A graceful diadem will they be for your head, a torque for your neck. My son, should sinners entice you and say, "Come along with us, let us lie in wait for the honest man. Let us, unprovoked, set a trap for the innocent. Let us swallow them up as the netherworld does, alive in the prime of life, like those who go down to the pit. All kinds of precious wealth shall we gain. We shall fill our houses with booty. Cast in your lot with us. We shall all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil. They hasten to shed blood. It is in vain that a net is spread before the eyes of any bird. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They set a trap for their own lives. This is the fate of everyone greedy of loot. Unlawful gain takes away the life of him who acquires it. Wisdom cries out in the street. In the open squares she raises her voice."
Dear brothers and sisters, in the readings today from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 20, we hear the words of King Solomon, the son of David. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Of course, there are only two options. In today's reading, we hear that either in the fear of the Lord, we will find the foundation, the beginning of the true knowledge, the knowledge that allows us to come and ponder about the presence of God. While, when we despise wisdom and instruction, we find ourselves to just be plain fools. Fools in such a way that we are full of ourselves. Fools in such a way that we don't take in consideration the words of advice from the ages, as well as the instructions and the true wisdom. For that, ultimately, as we ponder about the truths of those proverbs, we are reflecting at the beginning of the season of Lent, if we are humble enough to let God guide us in this season, and especially through the intervention of our brothers and sisters, to hear his voice, or we are just occupying ourselves only with our own process of thinking and with the things that are important to us, thus excluding the presence of God manifested through also the wisdom of ages and the instructions from other people's experience of the living God. May you take to heart and consider what is the true wisdom and the humility that comes from listening to others and allowing them to show you the way towards God. May this be the foundation of this season of Lent to you, and may you be blessed.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Călin Tămâian, reader Anne Fosnot, announcer Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.